Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. This is, once again, not Scott Spears, just Matt Morgan. Scott got tied up in something or another. I am not 100% sure as to what, but we are here. Top of the hour ran long, it looks like, so shorter hour this hour, but we're just going to recap what we talked about last hour and then start talking about the coaching carousel and the playoffs. So last hour we talked about just about everything from the local stuff to the state stuff to the national stuff. So quick recap, we talked about how I haven't been to a city council anything yet, so I haven't seen the new council members in action. So Monday is going to be rather interesting for me, being my first time seeing that. We talked about both the city and the county being in rough financial positions. So there's that. Talked about the lieutenant governor choice of both Vivek Ramaswamy's being Rob McCauley, and Amy Acton's being David Pepper, and they were selected on the same day, I do believe, hours apart. And the selection of Rob McCauley earned Vivek Ramaswamy the endorsement of Mike DeWine. Okay, so we also talked about the seizure of Maduro and his wife. We talked about the seizure of oil tankers. Speaking of Maduro and his wife, once again, do I think Maduro was a good guy? No. Should he have been in power? No. He lost elections and stayed in power. Should we have gone in and got him? I don't think it was our job. Venezuelans were happy about it, I'll say that. I mean, they were rather happy. So, you know, good on the Venezuelans, I guess. But I think that we should have left that to, I don't know. I mean, I don't think the international courts has any way to, like, enforce its rulings, but I think we should, that's not really our job. So there's that. Again, don't know why we needed to capture his wife as well. He had a vice president. It's not like his wife was going to take over, like, and rule the country with an iron fist or something. I don't know, maybe she would have. I have no clue. Not probable. I mean, the vice president just took over, and apparently everything's going hunky-dory now, so I don't know what the problem with Maduro was, because, I mean, if he was a dictator, then, in theory, would she not also be a dictator because she's part of the false regime, or whatever you want to call it, who stayed in power after they lost an election, apparently. But that's neither here nor there, I suppose. It's up to bigger fish than myself to decide. So we seized oil tankers, which I don't really understand, because, I do believe the Venezuelan, president now is, her name is, I want to say Rodriguez. One second. Yes, Rodriguez. So she said that she was willing to make a deal, essentially, with the United States for oil to get, you know, the United States oil companies back in Venezuela. Sorry. And I don't think that seizing ships going in and out of Venezuela. I understand we have sanctions, I guess, I suppose, but I don't know. I mean, not if other countries decide not to sanction them. That's you know, on other countries. I don't know, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know that we should be doing all that. And I think it probably doesn't bode well for the deal that Rodriguez is willing to make for the oil. Also, Trump threatened Greenland, saying that we are going to do something on Greenland, whether they like it or not. If we don't do it, Russia or China will take over Greenland, and we are not going to have Russia or China as a neighbor. And I pointed out that we already have Russia as a neighbor. I guess not, like, mainland United States, if you want to consider mainland just, like, you know, the 48 states, I guess, because Hawaii's not, you know, mainland either. Because Alaska's, like, you know, more, like, attached to Canada than us. But they're neighbors with Alaska. So there's that. But, anyways, and, yeah, we don't want Russia or China as a neighbor. And Russia and China, by the way, are rather unhappy with the scooping of Maduro. I would assume because they have investment in the country, they like to invest in, you know, sorry, my head broke. They like to invest in their, rare earth resources. That's what they're called. Rare earth resources, like gold and, things like that. So, I mean, I assume oil's also in there. Everybody needs oil. So, also they have, like, China specifically has Belt and Roads Initiative, which is like a loan system to smaller countries, and it's very predatory. So, you know, there's that as well. But I guess it's not just them. I mean, the UN was not happy about it. I do believe parts of the European Union, things like that. So I, you know, we're threatening. Well, not we. Trump threatened Greenland. Also, after the operation to capture Maduro, I think it was Marco Rubio said that if I were, which by the way, I was told that Marco Rubio, I think I did know it, but I forgot. Marco Rubio is partially Cuban or something along those lines. And so yeah, but he said if he was a government official in Cuba, he'd be worried. Why? The Senate passes the War Powers Act to, I guess, you know, try to rein in Trump after going for Maduro. It did pass the Senate, but it has to pass the House, and if it does pass the House, I assume it'll have to survive a veto, because I don't think Donald Trump's going to sign it. I mean, he could, I guess, just, you know, let it sit there for 30 days, I do believe, and then it comes to law, just not signed into law. But yeah. But I think it's more likely he's going to veto it, because he said that, he said something along the lines of, I don't have the quote here, but he said basically that it's a Vietnam-era law that is aimed at limiting a president's power to commit troops to conflict without congressional approval, and, well, he went on to say, this is from an article, and they were paraphrasing, but, Trump basically said that it was unconstitutional, long story short. I don't know why I added the entire thing there. Vietnam-era law, though. Yeah, he said that it was unconstitutional. So I highly doubt he lets that just slide. The Colombian president, by the way, in response to Trump saying that the United States was going to take over Venezuela, said that it would implode if we did such a thing, and said that I guess there's an idea that the United States has a right over the resources in Latin America as well as the world, apparently. by the way, I don't know if I said she. It's a Colombian's president is a woman. I want to try to find her name. Doo-doo-doo. But yeah, Colombian's president. I guess I am wrong. Maybe I'm thinking of Venezuela's president, because I know they have a woman. But yeah. Yeah. Nope, I was definitely wrong. I apologize to this foreign leader. I think my foreign leader's mixed up or something. No, Colombia's leader is Gustavo Petro. Messed that up pretty hardcore, didn't I? but he's... But he said that if the U.S. took over the United States, if the U.S. took over Venezuela, that Venezuela would implode, and so on and so forth. Also, on the passing of the War Powers Act through the Senate. Trump said in a Truth Social post that Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Rand Paul, Josh Hawley, and Todd Young, the Republicans who voted alongside the Democrats in support of the bill, said that they should never be elected to office again and he said that their vote was stupidity. So, there's that. Yeah, oh, and then also, I don't think I mentioned the Minneapolis shooting. The mayor of Minneapolis, very unhappy, reasonably so, said that the claim that it was self-defense on part of the ICE agent, that was BS, and told ICE to get out of Minneapolis and used expletives. So yeah, I mean, there's that. I don't know, the video's pretty rough. So, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend, I mean, I don't know. I recommend you watch it, I guess, if you want to know everything, I suppose. But it's pretty, I mean, you don't see anything, I guess, graphic, but, you know. Nonetheless. But, there's been protests, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that in the first hour. There have been protests in, I can't remember all the cities. One was in Houston, and then obviously Minneapolis was already protesting the presence of ICE. So there's that. So yeah, I mean, there are protests, and Houston is, I mean, I guess I'm not geographically inclined when it comes to the United States, but you know, I don't believe Minneapolis, Minnesota, no, there's no way, yeah, Minneapolis, very far away, from Houston, but yes, either way, Houston had some protests, apparently. I don't know how big they were, but, reported on nonetheless, yeah, so, if you have anything to say to any of that, I know I kind of rambled it off very fast. Feel free to call in, 740-383, man, my throat is, I don't know, I have like a frog in my throat or something, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944, you don't have to talk about anything I've mentioned tonight, you could talk about anything you wanted to. Yeah, 30 minutes, a little under 30 minutes at this point left in the show, time's moving right along, well, I guess we started, a little late, but anyways, yeah, so, there's that. So, on to the NFL, because I didn't know if I'd have time to get all of it in anyway, so I guess it panned out okay. But, so the playoffs are happening, not currently, but the NFL playoffs are about to happen. I do believe the first game being tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow at 4:30. There are multiple games on at tomorrow at 4:30. The Rams and Panthers, I don't know why they don't have them lined up by time. The first game starts at 1 p.m., and it's the Bills and the... Oh, never mind. I'm dumb, because they're right. There's two games on tomorrow. Sorry, I'm terrible at reading the online schedule. There are two games on tomorrow. And one is 4:30, Rams versus Panthers. I won't lie to you, I've got nothing against the Rams, but I am a big fan of Bryce Young. I hope the Panthers win the game. So, there's that. With that being said, the Rams are definitely the better team. So, there's that. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Rams are probably going to win, but I have a lot of faith in Bryce Young. I mean, he's not... I mean, the Panthers aren't looking hot, but they can show up when they want to show up, and I think they might show up at least one game in the playoffs. So I'll give him a little bit of credit. And the next game being the Packers versus the Bears. And I'm sure everybody who listens knows... by this point, that I am a Packers fan. I think the Packers are going to win the game, but I'm probably biased. Also, I am taking into hefty account that Jeff Hafley, our defensive coordinator, said that we would, he said, quote, "We are not going to be done, so I will see you guys next week when asked about the game against the Bears." So, I've got all the faith in our team right now, because, you know, it's not like you call victories every time. And we beat the Bears once, the Bears beat us once, and now we play each other in the playoffs. And by the way, I think it's kind of funny. Apparently there's music to this. Fox put up a graphic that it was the cheapest available tickets for the wild card. Let's run down the prices here. Houston versus the Steelers, $165. The Rams versus the Panthers, $167. The Chargers versus New England, $178. San Francisco versus Philadelphia, $194. Buffalo versus Jacksonville, $199. So gradual progression. Okay. And then Green Bay at Chicago, $448. You know, I mean, big difference there. Now, obviously, the Packers and the Bears, I do believe, are the NFL's oldest rivalry. So there's, you know, that. I have always wanted to go to a Bears-Packers game, but those are indeed very expensive tickets. Not in the playoffs. So never got to do that because I was not about to spend all that money on tickets. But, yeah. So I think the Packers are going to win that game. Ooh, I hit the microphone. But it is, I'm going to say Bryce Young. It is Bryce Young's first playoff game, too. But it is Caleb Williams' first playoff appearance. It is not, Jordan Love's, it's not Jordan Love's, first playoff appearance. So I think that favors the Packers, because, you know, playoffs, you get nerves. I mean, it's single elimination in the play. Well, single elimination all the way through the playoffs. So I'm sure he's got nerves. But also Romeo. I can't think of his full name for some reason. But the first string, Caleb Williams, best wide receiver on the Bears. The first string wide receiver. He is coming out of injury. He said he's not full on stamina, but he believes he can help the team. So, good news for the Packers as well. Hate to see somebody injured, obviously. But, you can't change the past, and it's good news for the Packers. So, I think that he's not going to be on the field as much as they would like him to be, and if he is on the field as much as they would like him to be, I don't think he's going to be as productive as he himself and they would like him to be. But it is at Soldier Field, so it is a game at the Bears. You know, it'll be interesting. I would love to see him beat, like I said. And also, the Rams are playing at the Panthers, which is rather interesting. So, you know, they're playing in Carolina. Because I guess Carolina somehow won their division. That's a rough division. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. So I think the Rams are probably going to take that. By the way, if you want to know the win-loss records, the Rams are 12-5, Panthers 8-9. And then the... One second. And then the Packers are 9-7-1, the tie being with the Cowboys, and the Bears are 11-6. Yeah. We should have beat the Bears twice, but we fumbled the game somehow. So there's that. I think we'll see what happens, like I said. I'm excited, though. They have faith, I have faith. But, with that being said, by the way, oh, never mind. But, yeah. Also, there are, I shouldn't laugh, it's terrible, but Stephon Diggs has assault charges. I don't know exactly what the, instance is about. Cardi B has defended him, obviously, because Cardi B is, I guess they're dating now, and apparently they've both gotten backlash for that for some reason. I don't care. really, it doesn't matter. And obviously she defended him because they're dating. So there's that. But he's got assault charges. Don't know the specifics on that. But I laugh because Rashi Rice has domestic charges, which, again, not funny, but they're just simultaneously happening. So I thought that was at least a tiny bit humorous. Stephon Diggs, I do believe, is eligible to play the first game of the playoffs. I don't know about the second. Rashi Rice doesn't matter. He's not in the playoffs. But the NFL, I guess, has made notice that they are aware of the charges, which, how, I mean, you know, everybody is, I guess. You know, there's that. I don't know what it is exactly, but there's a lot of, assault kind of related charges with the NFL. I mean, you had, who was it, Ray Rice, I think, who, like, kicked his wife or whatever in the elevator and then drug her unconscious body out. Like, that's crazy. And then they just let that man play football. Like, that's even crazier. You had, let's see, Kareem Hunt, which I don't want to say it really ruined Kareem Hunt's career because he still plays in the NFL. But Kareem Hunt, you know, he was on the Chiefs at the time, and he got suspended for a long time. And then when he came back, he was on the Browns, and he wasn't really as good as he was to begin with. So it was a whole thing. But it began the downward spiral of Kareem Hunt. So unfortunate for, well, I don't know, you get what you get, I guess. I mean, that's what you get, karma. But I don't know. The NFL is so interesting because, I mean, you know, people were very, I don't know, I guess I wasn't there, I don't remember it. At the very least, I'm sure I was there. But, you know, when, like, Michael Vick got caught dogfighting, you know, people were livid. I believe. I mean, that's how at least all the stories about it go. Understandably so. I mean, dogfighting is, you know, that's rough. I mean, that's a crime. But, he got out or did whatever he did. I do believe he ended up going to prison. And after he got out, I think it was the Eagles. Well, I know it was the Eagles. I think he was the Falcons quarterback originally. He went to the Eagles. The Eagles signed him after he got out, and he played for the Eagles. And that's crazy. Mike Vick fought dogs, went to prison, got out of prison, came back to the NFL. So, you know, there's that. But I think the NFL is probably a little more press-friendly now. Or they try to be more press-friendly. Henry Ruggs, for example. I mean, he's definitely no, Ray Rice. Because Ray Rice was, you know, one of the best. And Kareem Hunt at the time was probably one of the best in the NFL. Things like that. But, Henry Ruggs, he killed, like, a lady, and I do believe walking her dog, because he was, intoxicated and speeding down the highway at, like, an absurd speed, and hit, this woman. And, so he ended up going, he's still dealing with all of that, as you might suspect, and he has said that, you know, he is keeping up in shape. I do believe he is in jail or prison. And he has said that he is keeping up in shape and maintains hope that he can go play in the NFL and things like that. I think it was Nick Saban said that it's really sad to see Henry Ruggs in a situation like that because, he said obviously, I don't know that he said it in the same beat. I'm certain he did, though. But I mean, I'm sure he paid, like, you know, respects to the victim's family, but he said that we never had a problem out of Henry Ruggs when he played at Alabama, because he, you know, came out of Alabama. And then, you know, he, you know, basically said that one stupid mistake cost a poor woman her life and ended this man's career. So, yeah, I mean, unfortunate for Henry Ruggs, but I guess, once again, you get what you get, karma. I mean, you can't, it's not really a defensible position. So I don't know. I think that's interesting. I don't know that he's gonna come because, like I said, he did. It wasn't like a person. But you know, Mike Vick went to prison and came back and played in the NFL. But Mike Vick was also one of the best quarterbacks at the time. Henry Ruggs really did nothing. I mean, he was only in the NFL, I think, 1 year before it happened. But yeah, so nonetheless, I mean, I think the NFL might be a little more press-friendly now. But they don't really seem to, I don't know. Like I said, there are a lot of players who commit violence, I guess, you know, assault. Domestic things like that, and the NFL doesn't really do anything. They just kind of suspend them for like 4 or 5 games, call it a day, and then move on. I mean, I guess I don't know what I want them to do, like suspend them, like ban them from the league or something. But I don't know. Nonetheless, I got so far off topic with that, but that's not a bad thing, I guess. Well, we got 15 minutes here. If anybody would like to add anything to the conversation, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, we can talk about anything that's on your mind right now. 15 minutes left in the show. So, well, in this hour, there's going to be my show comes up after this, and we're just going to continue on with the football. with the football stuff and things like that. So yeah, stay tuned. Moving on to the coaching carousel. Get away from the crimes being committed in the NFL. Mike McDaniel was fired by the Dolphins. He, I don't know how many seasons he was at the Dolphins. I can't recall exactly. But he was fired this year, obviously. John Harbaugh was fired, which is a bit of a shock to everybody. He had been at the Ravens for almost 20 years. So that's a long time in the coaching, in a coaching career. Long time. But John Harbaugh is already pretty sought after. And people with struggling... The coaching carousel is interesting to me because you could fire a coach and then he could be like the most sought after guy from another team. I mean, I guess maybe it's just like a system fit kind of thing. I don't know. But Mike McDaniel was fired from the Dolphins after a 7-10 season, which, by the way, he won considerably, like a lot of games after the GM was fired. So a little bit to his credit there. So maybe the GM was just a big problem. And Mike McDaniel is fairly sought after. Now, there's only a couple of teams who might be interested potentially in him as a head coach. There are 8 teams who need coaches, by the way. But Mike McDaniel is an offensive-minded coach. It wouldn't surprise me if somebody just hired him as an offensive coordinator again. It would be beneficial to a lot of teams to have Mike McDaniel as an offensive coordinator. And I think Mike McDaniel's probably gotten better at being an offensive coordinator now that he has head coach experience, because now you have the more of like a full game sense, I'd assume. I mean, I don't know, obviously. I've never been a head coach. But I would assume you get more of a full game sense, and you get more of a view of the defense. I mean, you have to know a good bit of defense to draw up offense, obviously. But, I mean, you get a better feel for everything. You are the main guy. So I think when you go to offensive coordinator and you take, you know, like 75% of the responsibility off your shoulders, I think that would probably help him. He seems kind of stressed over at the Dolphins, which I guess I would be too if my job was on the line the entire season. But yeah, John Harbaugh was fired by the Ravens after 18 seasons. I do believe it was 18 seasons. Yes, 18 seasons. And, again, that surprised a lot of people. I mean, John Harbaugh's been around a long time. There's that. The Cardinals fired Jonathan Gannon, after 3 seasons. And, I've never heard of Jonathan Gannon, but I don't really follow the Cardinals, truth be told. They never really pop up in any news I read, besides, you know, this. But they fired Jonathan Gannon after 3 seasons, which is fair. He hasn't done anything. I don't know. I think Kyler Murray hasn't been much of a help, though, to be fair. Kyler Murray is part of a streaming group, like they stream games online, and every time one of the games he plays has an update, his stats get like a noticeable drop because he streams. So I don't know. Kyler Murray is an interesting kind of person. I think he should probably stick to football. Also, Kyler Murray was a first-round pick in baseball as well. He could have been a pitcher, I do believe. He would have been a pitcher. A lot of quarterbacks could have been pitchers. I could have been a pitcher. But ultimately chose football. And I, truth be told, don't know why. I mean, if you're good in baseball, you can get paid. There's no salary cap in baseball, and I don't know what the minimum salary is, but, I mean, you know, no salary cap, you can get paid. I mean, you know, you go to a team that likes to spend money, you know, that's baseball. Now, I don't really care for baseball, I guess, so I'm, again, probably biased there, because if I were to go to the MLB, I would go to the team that should pay me the most, because I'm not interested in the sport. But, anyways, I digress. The Las Vegas Raiders fired Pete Carroll after 1 season. I don't know why they hired Pete Carroll to begin with, personally. I thought the Seahawks should have fired him about 3 seasons ago. I don't know. He just seems like a... I don't know. I've never been big on Pete Carroll. He always seems to like be a big crybaby on the sidelines. Like, I think they have one of those guys whose job it is to pull him back so he doesn't get a flag for, you know, interfering with the refs or anything like that, getting on the field, that kind of thing. Not a fan of Pete Carroll. Also, he chews gum like there ain't no tomorrow. So there's that. I mean, I don't know that that matters. It's just interesting, I guess. The Browns fired Kevin Stefanski. Now, I was surprised by that. I didn't think that the Browns were going to fire him, but we can get into that in the next hour. We only have about 8 minutes here. Speaking of, we only have about 8 minutes here. If there's anything you would like to say in this hour, feel free to call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But yeah, Kevin Stefanski was fired. This year, as well. By the way, 8 teams, like I said, need head coaches, which means 8 head coaches got fired, which is, I don't know what the league average is yearly, but I feel like 8 head coaches is probably a lot of head coaches. I mean, that's a quarter of the teams in the league. Like, 1 out of 4 teams need a head coach. The Falcons fired Raheem Morris. He hasn't... I think he's gone... I think he's almost 500. I can't recall exactly what his record is, but he hasn't done incredibly well. So they're going to try to get a new coach in there. And honestly, I think the Falcons would do well to get Mike McDaniel as an offensive coordinator. Get that offense firing. The defense is pretty solid over there. I'd get that offense moving. I mean, you have Kyle Pitts, you have Drake London. You could get something happening over there. I think that Raheem Morris was just not that great of a coach, personally. Again, never really followed the Falcons, though. I just know a lot of their players. Brian Callahan from the Titans was fired. And Brian Daboll from the Giants was fired. Brian Daboll was fired midseason, as was Brian Callahan. Not uncommon, I guess, for coaches to be fired midseason. The headset fell off my head. That's interesting. That's interesting. But now that the headset's back on my head, 8 coaches is a lot of coaches. Most of the coaches survived through the season. But it's going to be an interesting coaching carousel. Also, there's a lot of small things to pay attention to. Like John Harbaugh said, for instance, that his dad grew up, I don't remember where, or one of his parents grew up in Crestline, and the other one of his parents grew up, I can't remember where, somewhere in Northern Ohio. They grew up Browns fans, so they might be going after him. The Browns might be going after him. So there's that. But the Dolphins hired a former Packers official, we'll talk about that next hour, as a GM, and so, I don't know. Anyways, there's a lot of things to pay attention to otherwise, because, you know, people have connections, that kind of thing. So, nonetheless, like I said, I think the coaching carousel this year is going to be interesting. I think the playoffs are going to be good. I hope the Patriots get put out first round because they're overrated. I hope the Bears lose, obviously. The Packers are going to put up 45 on them. Yeah, I'm excited. And the draft this year promises, well, to be exciting, I guess. For me, at least. I mean, the Packers need a lot. I'm interested to see how the draft goes. But if you have anything you'd like to add, once again, we are down to 5 minutes in this hour. So feel free to call in 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. All right. Well. The firing of John Harbaugh is particularly interesting because he's done well at the Ravens, led them to multiple playoffs, but could never get past the playoffs. And they, after firing Harbaugh, I guess, the theory is that if they get a fresh face in there and they end up getting success with that person, the Steelers might get rid of Mike Tomlin. Because the only thing Mike Tomlin really boasts is that he's never had a losing season. But, all of Mike Tomlin's seasons, when the NFL... Mike Tomlin's never been below 500. So, I mean, it looks good on the coaching record. But he's... They've won, I think Mike Tomlin has a Super Bowl, but he hasn't been able to do anything since. And I don't think that goes well. Now, Mike Tomlin definitely has a style of football. I don't know that... I think the problem is when you stay at one team for a long time, you start to get comfortable, and then other teams get comfortable playing you because your scheme. I mean, if you get comfortable, you're not developing anything new. You're not adjusting your scheme really, and other teams get comfortable playing you. Like I said, when Mike McCarthy was fired from the Packers, because poor showing. Well, multiple poor seasons back to back. We fired him. Matt LaFleur. Mike McCarthy went to the Cowboys and led the Cowboys to one or two playoff games. I can't recall. And then he had some weird, miracle play in the playoffs that ended up getting him fired. Well, I don't think that got him fired. I think he was going to get fired either way. Unless he won the Super Bowl, I guess. But I don't think that... that works quite well. Because, like I said, he got fired and he got trolled on the internet for it. A lot of people were making jokes about him. But, with 2 minutes left in this show, I guess we can go ahead and, if you call in pretty quick, we can get you in. 740-383-9944. But, you can listen. WWGH1071.com. However you're listening now obviously works. You can listen on Alexa. You can ask your phone, I do believe, to play WGH Talk. The free TuneIn app. I don't know if I already said that. You can listen to us just about anywhere. So be sure to stay tuned. We are live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yeah, so with that being said, we have about a minute left in this first hour. We've talked about a lot here tonight. I wonder what everybody's up to. I mean, it's been a nice day. I can't blame them if everybody's out doing something or tired out, went to sleep. I would have been out doing something today as well, but I was preoccupied after the morning shows, so that's unfortunate. But stay tuned. I'm sure the show's going to be great. Like I said, you can listen just about anywhere. At the bottom of the website, there's a play button. You can get us on TuneIn. Just about any smart device and smart TV. Anything like that. But I think that this election season is going to be interesting. I think that this off season is going to be interesting. Yeah, a lot of things to look forward to. Also, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the Affordable Care Act and the health care, as the Republicans obviously had no plan for that. Stay tuned and keep listening.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because